我们感恩地承认我们所得到的每一个良善的完美的礼物都是从你而来。
And Lord, we confess that we are unworthy to deserve your any goodness, yet we're humbled to receive, especially the precious gift of eternal life in Christ.
主啊，我们也承认我们不应得你赐给我们任何的良善，然而我们还是在这里谦卑地领受主啊你的完美的礼物，就是在主内在耶稣基督里永恒的生命。
And thank you for your sovereign grace and good pleasure to deliver us from darkness to bring us into your kingdom of light.
主啊，感谢你的恩典，将我们从永恒的黑暗当中拯救出来。
We thank you for the imperishable seed that you give us and by which we are born again to a living hope.
主啊，也感谢你给我们这样一个种子，让我们能从中重生到一个永恒的盼望当中。
Lord God, with uncertainties in the days ahead, continue to assure us in your comforting love and guide us in your truth.
主啊，虽然我们不知道明天会发生什么，主啊，但是你赐给我们你持续的大爱和你继续领导我们。
May our prayer reflect that of the psalmist. Teach me, O Lord, to follow your decrees, that then I will keep them to the end.
主啊，请求我们的祷告就像是诗歌当中这样写道，耶和华，求你将你的律例指教我，我必遵守到底。
We pray for our church, and we pray that we would step forward in faith. We pray that we would abound in love and be ever so hopeful in Christ.
主啊，我们为我们的教会祷告，希望我们每一个人在信心上有进步，在爱心上有增长，在基督里有盼望。
We pray for guidance upon the coming church leadership to serve in the new year, and we also pray for our stewardship and trust for this year's budget.
我们也为教会的领袖祷告，也为教会在新的一年当中的预算祷告，请求主你亲自掌管。
We pray, Father, for our new pastors, Pastor Daniel and Pastor Trent Way, and we pray for guidance upon them and all who shepherd here at Chinese Grace.
主啊，我们请求你亲自保守两位新的牧者，请求你在新的一年当中带领他们在教会的牧养。
And we continue to pray, Father, for the pastor's family, that you would help them to settle in, and Father, to assimilate themselves here at this church and in the community.
我们也为新的牧者的家庭祷告，希望主你带领他们在这边新的环境当中能够继续很好的融合。
We thank you for the short-term Midwest team and their travel and their service.
主啊，我们为美中短宣队他们在美中的服事和他们的旅途的平安感谢你。
We trust with the love that is expressed in the gospel seeds that are sown.
我们相信你在美中一定用这个短宣队在那边埋下了福音的种子。
We pray, Father, for their efforts that were worthy of your glory.
主啊，我们也希望，我们也祷告他们的付出是值得主啊你的保守的。
We lift up in prayer Hannah Law and continue to prepare her for the long-term mission that lies ahead.
我们为 Hannah 姐妹也是献上祷告，请求你带领她在她未来的长宣的历程当中。
Thank you for all the missionaries and seminaries that we have supported in the past year.
主啊，感谢你让我们能够支持在2019年当中这么多的宣教士。
May we all be encouraged to fulfill your great commission.
主啊，请求你激励我们，让我们每个人都愿意完成你的大使命。
Lord God, as we look back in the past year, we thank you for your goodness to us.That's far beyond what we have deserved.
主啊，我们看到过去的一年，我们向你献上感恩，你的恩惠远远超过我们所应得的。
May we never forget your daily mercies to us, and never presume about your goodness to us.
主啊，让我们永远都不会忘记你赐给我们的恩惠，也不把它当作是理所应当的。
But Father, when we experience your mercy and your goodness, let them lead us to repentance.
主啊，让你的恩惠和怜悯引导我们认识到我们是罪人。
And continue to lead us that we may be determined to walk in a manner worthy of your calling.
主啊，持续地引导我们，让我们在新的一年当中能够顺从你的脚步。
And now, Lord, by your Spirit, help me to preach this sermon with the necessary power and with appropriate affections.
主啊，请求你的圣灵与我同在，让我能够用应有的力量和感情将你的话宣讲出来。
Lord, please use this sermon to bring glory to your name, joy to your people, and salvation to the lost.
主啊，请求你亲自用这一篇道，将你的名得到荣耀，将喜乐带给你的子民，也将救恩带给失丧的灵魂。
Fill us up all with your Holy Spirit, and may Christ be exalted, and we all be humbled.
主啊，请求你的圣灵运行在我们当中，请主耶稣被高举，我们都得到谦卑。
We pray all these things in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
Amen. Well, this is the last Sunday of the year.
弟兄姐妹们，今天是今年的最后一个主日了。
And January 1st is this coming Wednesday.
下个礼拜三就是新年的1月1号。
So let me be the first to say, 新年快乐。
所以祝大家新年快乐。
All right, if you have your Bibles, please turn to the, John, the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 1.
请大家翻开圣经到约翰福音第一章第一节。
Now you might notice it's only one verse.
你可能觉得今天的讲到的经文只有一节。
And so you may be thinking it might be a short sermon.
你可能会觉得这是一个很短的讲道。
Or you might be thinking I might be talking a lot longer on these couple of verses.
或者有可能我会讲的比一节要多很多。
Let's go ahead and take a look at John chapter 1 verse 1 and I'll have Brother Yifan to go ahead and read it for us.
在这里为弟兄姐妹攻读约翰福音第一章第一节。太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
And may the Lord add his blessing to both the reading and the preaching of his word.
请求主加添赐福给宣读。阅读和宣讲他话语的人。
The Gospel of John is both incredible and a very inspiring book.
约翰福音呢是一本令人称奇并且给人启发的书。
And especially with its evangelistic tones as well as its theological distinctives.
尤其是当我们看到他的福音性和他的这个神学的这个角度的时候。
And what I mean by evangelisticIn other words, this book really helps people points to Christ.
这本书将人指向耶稣基督。
And the reason that we know is this, in this book, in this Gospel of John, over 90 times the word believe is mentioned.
在约翰福音书里面，信这个字被提到多于90次。
In other words, it encourages us as believers to keep on believing in Christ,And encourage those who are seeking, those who don't know, to believe in Christ.
换句话说，约翰在他的福音当中鼓励那些已经信的人去继续相信，鼓励那些还没有信的人去选择相信耶稣。
And we all know that when it comes to the gospel invitation, it is wide.
我们知道福音的邀请是非常的广阔的。
In the Gospel of John, John 3:16, it says, For God so loved the world that he sent his only son that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
约翰福音第三章十六节这样写道，神爱世人，甚至将他的爱子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
The word whoever has meaning. It means whoever reads this, whoever hears this, whoever pays attention to this scripture passage.
这里的一切就是说到所有人所有听到他读到他的人
Even this morning you could be one of the whoever's
所以今天早上你也可能是当中的一位
If you believe
只要你愿意相信
Now we know in reading the Gospel of John we know that there are people that believed
我们从约翰福音当中看到有人确实是相信了主耶稣
Very early on, John the Baptist believed, Andrew believed, Philip believed.
我们看到施洗约翰、使徒西门和安德烈 并菲利都相信了耶稣。
And so what did they believe in chapter 1? We understand that they believed that Christ was the Messiah, that he was the Son of God, that he was Jesus of Nazareth, the King of Israel. They believed that he was the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world.
所以他们相信的是耶稣是弥赛亚是神的儿子是拿撒勒人是以色列的王也是神的羔羊并且除去世界上所有的罪。
And so when you read this passage, when you read this gospel book, it invites you to believe, to trust, to seek out Jesus.
所以当我们读到约翰福音的时候约翰福音邀请我们来寻找来信靠耶稣。
You need to believe in Christ the Savior.
来相信耶稣基督是救主。
Even in Jesus' own words, he said that, I am the resurrection and life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet he shall live. And everyone who lives and believes will never die.
耶稣亲自说道，复活在我，生命也在我。信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。凡活着信我的人必永远不死。
So even from the mouth of Jesus, He's inviting people to believe in Him, to trust Him as Savior.
所以即使是耶稣基督本人，他也在邀请人来相信，来信靠他自己是救主。
And so I have to ask you very early on, do you believe this? Do you believe in Christ?
所以我今天要问弟兄姐妹，你相信耶稣基督吗？
May the Lord move within us that we would have a contrite response like Martha, who said, Yes, Lord, I believe that you are Christ, the Son of God who is coming into the world.
请求主感动我们，让我们像马大一样相信耶稣基督就是救主。
So when you read this gospel,Even when you read the beginning verse here, it's very evangelistic. It's very inviting.
当我们读到约翰福音这开篇的第一节，我们就会发现这一句经文是非常的邀请的。
Not only is the Gospel of John very evangelistic, but it's very theological. In other words, it gives us a proper perspective of God.
约翰福音不光是有福音性的，它也是在神学上非常的深刻的。
And if it gives us a proper perspective of God, it gives us a proper perspective of Christ.
约翰福音让我们看到了神的神性和耶稣基督的神性。
And so there's none better than this beginning verse here in verse 1. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
福音书的第一节说到，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
This says a lot about God in one verse.
这一句经文在一节经文当中说了很多关于神的性质。
One Bible scholar said about this verse, he said, In no portion of scripture do the perfect grammatical accuracy and the very precision of the inspired composition shine out so brightly.
有一个圣经的学者这样说到，圣经里没有一处的文法比这句神所启示的经文更加的精准。
You know, the ancients, the early Christians,used to say that this opening line should be written in gold letters.
我们的先辈曾经说到，这一句第一节的经文应当用金色的字刻在教堂里。
Not only did they believe that it should be written in gold letters, but it should be emblazoned on every church.
不光光是用金色的字刻，并且是刻在每一个教会当中。
This morning, as we take a look at this passage, we're going to see the glorious brilliance.Of God's word, verse 1 here.
今天早上我们会看到神的道是多么的璀璨，多么的精辟，在这第一节的经文当中。
In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
So let's break it down, and the first point I'm going to go over is we need to understand the existence of God's Word.
让我们来一起剖析这一节经文。我的第一点是道的存在。
So notice the beginning phrase, in the beginning.
我们看到经文的开始说起初，太初。
That phrase should conjure in your mind, going back to the Old Testament in Genesis 1:1. It's the same thing, in the beginning, in the beginning.
这个词让我们在脑中回想起了创世纪第一章第一节，起初。
And it means the same thing before time began.
也就是说是在时间开始以前。
Now when we think about the Gospel of John, this is an incredible opening.
当我们想到约翰福音的时候，它这个开头是一个非常令人难以置信的。
Just compare it to the other Gospels.
我们将它与其他的福音书对比。
In the Gospel of Mark, it begins with the story of Jesus at the Jordan River. In the Gospel of Matthew and Luke, it starts in Bethlehem, talking about the birth of Christ. But the Gospel of John goes back to the very beginning of history.
在马可福音的开篇是说到耶稣在约旦河里，在马太和路加福音的开始是在伯利恒城当中，然而在约翰福音的开始却一直追溯到了时间的开始。
And so while other books in the Bible open in time, John opens in eternity because the phrase, in the beginning.
约翰福音在开篇就提到了永恒，因为这一句话，太初。
In the beginning, before time began, when the beginning began, the Word was already present.
约翰说到，在时间开始以前，道就已经存在了。
In the beginning,was the Word.
太初有道。
In other words, before God spoke the heavens and earth into being, Jesus was there.
换句话说，在神创造天地以前，耶稣就已经在那里了。
Even the if we break down the littlest of terms, and that is the word was, it actually means presence, or it gives credence to the pre-existence of Christ.
在这里用英文的这个过去式 was 这个词，也就是说到耶稣在创世以前就存在了。
In other words, in the beginning was the word, Christ was there.
也就是说太初有道，道就是耶稣。
It literally means that the existed exist.
就是说存在过了的已经存在。
John is telling us that whenever time began, the word already was. Jesus was already there.
约翰要告诉我们，在神创造天地以前，耶稣就已经在那里了。
Now it's very consistent to other portions of Scripture. Revelation 4:8 says, "The one was and is and is to come."
这与启示录当中说到的昔在、今在、永在的是呼应的。
Even in the words of Jesus, he said, in chapter 8, verse 58, he says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am."
耶稣亲自说道，我实实在在地告诉你们，还没有亚伯拉罕就有了我。
Remember when Jesus prayed the high priestly prayer in John chapter 17?
弟兄姐妹还记得耶稣在约翰福音十七节当中做的祷告吗？
And it's very interesting because it's one of the longest recorded prayers of Jesus that we have in Scripture.
耶稣在这里的祷告是在圣经当中一段非常长的祷告。
And we get to hear what exactly he prayed.
我们在这当中看到了耶稣祷告的内容。
So one of the things that he prayed, he says, "And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory that I had with you before the world existed."
耶稣在祷告中说道，父啊，现在求你使我同你享荣耀，就是未有世界以先，我同你所有的荣耀。
Even Jesus verifies in the beginning was the word.
耶稣自己也证明太初就有了道。
And so we know that through Scripture, Christ existed.
所以我们知道通过经文，耶稣存在。
Secondly, please take note of not only the existence of the Word, but also the expression of the Word.
我们不光看到道的存在，也看到道的表达方式。
Now the term Word has many different shades of meaning.Because it's common in everywhere we use it.
道这个词有非常多的意思，在我们今天的生活当中也被广泛运用。
Everybody has an idea what the term word is.
每个人都对这个道这个词有不同的理解。
So let's go back in the times of the New Testament. When we think about the Greek culture used to think about the term word as something that was abstractly or something was broader to define an expression, or a thought, or lofty wisdom.
在古希腊的时候，希腊人觉得道呢是一种抽象的意识形态，一种表达方式，思想或者智慧。
Now, to the Jewish mindset, the term word, they immediately thought back to God as a powerful revelation of God, and most commonly was the word of the Lord.
那犹太人呢认为道是神大能的启示，也就是旧约里面主神的话语。
And so when you read through the Old Testament, you see the common phrase, the word of the Lord repeated time and time again.
所以当我们读到旧约的时候，我们也会看到主的话语被反复的重复。
Now for John's emphasis here, the word is not a concept, it's not an abstraction, but it is a living being.
约翰这里所要强调的道这个意思呢，并不是一个抽象的概念，但是是一个活生生的存在。
Not a personification, but a person, specifically a divine, eternal person in Jesus Christ.
在这里，约翰所指的道乃是耶稣基督本身。
Jesus is the representation of God Himself.
耶稣乃是神道成肉身的代表。
So even though we use the term word a lot in our everyday language,
所以虽然我们在现今的生活当中很常用这个字，
the term word is actually a very distinctive title.
但是道这个称号呢是一个非常独特的称号。
And it's a distinctive title and one of the most highest and profound titles of the Lord Jesus Christ.
也没有任何一个称号能够比道更加完美纯粹的形容耶稣基督。
In John chapter 1 verse 14, it says, the word became flesh and dwelt among us.
约翰福音第一章十四节说到道成了肉身住在我们中间。
Oh, so when we think about the word, when we think about Jesus, we understand that he's God's expression, visible and living to the people.
所以当我们想到耶稣基督，当我们想到道的时候，我们想到耶稣道乃是耶稣基督成了肉身住在我们中间。
And so let it be clear that there is no greater representation, no greater manifestation, no greater visible communication than that of Jesus Christ.
所以没有任何一样东西比道更加纯粹完美的形容代表耶稣基督。
Jesus is the clearest message of God.
耶稣乃是神所赐给我们的最清楚的信息。
He is God in the flesh speaking to us.
耶稣乃是道成肉身在对我们说话。
And that is why he's called the living word.
所以他才是活泼的话语。
So we understand the existence of the word, we understand the expression of the word. Now let's understand the elevation of the word.
所以我们讲到了道的存在以及道的表达，现在我们来看道的崇高。
And so we're looking at the phrase, the phrases has to do with the pre-existence of Christ. We understand the word was with God and has to do with the coexistence of God and Christ together.
我们看到在创世以前道就存在，也看到耶稣是与神同时存在的。
Christ existed with the Father long before he appeared as a humble baby born in a manger.
耶稣在马槽里以卑微的婴儿的样式出现以前就已经与神同在了。
He stood in the glorious presence of God the Father in heaven in eternity past.
耶稣也站在神荣耀永恒的同在里。
Jesus always existed distinctively.
耶稣一直是非常独特的存在着。
And so even when we look at this verse, John 1:1, it gives us evidence.It gives us an expression of concerning the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit.
所以当我们看到今天的经文的时候，我们也看到神的这个三位一体独特的存在印证在这些经文当中。
And this is not the first time the Trinity is expressed. Just go through the Gospel of Mark.
这不是三位一体这个概念第一次在经文当中被提到。我们来看马可福音。
Remember when Jesus was baptized, the Spirit descended him like a dove while God spoke.
我们看到在马可福音里，在耶稣受洗的时候，圣灵如鸽子降下，神也开了口。
So there, right there in the New Testament, we have the Trinity. And not only in the New Testament, even the Old Testament in Genesis.
不光是在新约当中，在旧约创世纪当中也有对三位一体的印证。
Genesis 1:1 it says, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and earth."
创世纪第一章第一节说到，起初神创造了天地。
The word God is the Hebrew word is Elohim, which means creator or judge.
在这里，神这个词用的乃是以利，也就是说，它的意思是创造者或者是审判者。
In a sense, it's a plural reference or noun that's given allowances of the plurality of the Godhead.
从某种意义上来说，这一句经文是在说神的位格是多重的。
And so later on, when we read in Genesis 1:1, we go down to Genesis 1:6, and it says, "And God said, 'Let us make man in our image, after our likeness.'"
这是与第一创世纪第一章当中26节，经文说到我们要照着我们的形象，按照我们的样式造人所呼应的。
So in some sense, this is another acknowledgement of the Trinity, and also another conclusion that Jesus was with God prior to the creation of the world.
所以在这里，我们这个词也是印证了耶稣基督在神创造世界以先就与神同在，也就是对三位一体的印证。
And I go back to also even the words of Jesus in the Gospel of John, chapter 17:5. He says, "And now,Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory that I had with you before the world existed."
在约翰福音17章第五节，耶稣这样说道：父啊，现在求你使我与你同享荣耀，就是为有世界以先，我同你所有的荣耀。
Colossians chapter 1, verse 15, 16, it says, He is the image of the invisible God. Again, we're talking about Christ, the firstborn of all creation. For by Him all things were created, in heaven and earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions, rulers or authorities, all things were created through Him and for Him.
哥罗西书一章当中这样说道，爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是首生的，在一切被造的以先。因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的，能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一切都是借着他造、为着他造的。
So not only are we understanding the pre-existence of Christ, but we're also understanding the preeminence of Christ. Christ is worthy of our praise.
所以我们不光理解耶稣基督的存在，我们也要理解耶稣的崇高。
So it's very consistent throughout all of Scripture.Who Christ is.
所以我们在经文无论是旧约和新约当中都可以清楚地看见耶稣基督是谁。
When you read through scripture, it's pointing to Christ. It's pointing to the Savior.
当我们读经文的时候经文将我们指向我们的救主耶稣基督。
So when we read even verse 1 here, it points to the Savior.
所以即使是在我们读到约翰福音第一章第一节的时候他也将我们指向救主。
Not only do we need to understand the existence of the Word, the expressions of the Word, the elevation of the Word, but also the essence of His Word.
我们不光应该理解道的存在、道的表达、道的崇高，我们也必须要理解道的精髓。
In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
Three consecutive clauses.
三个连续的语句。
In the beginning was the Word, that's one. Number two, and the Word was with God, and now the Word was God.
我们在这里要强调的是道就是神。
It is very profoundly put.
这一句经文写得非常的深刻。
Not a God, not the God, but the Word was God.
不是随随便便的一个神。但是道就是神。
The word that is Jesus is attributed with divineness.
道就是耶稣，是充满了神性的。
So again, the three clauses here in the beginning was the word, it emphasizes the eternity of the Son.
所以在经文当中提到的太初有道，它强调了耶稣基督作为神子的这个永恒性。
The second clause, the word was with God, it emphasizes the communion or the relation that the Father had with the Son.
他的第二部分道与神同在强调了耶稣和神的关系。
And the third clause, the word was God, emphasized the deity of Christ.
第三部分道就是神强调了耶稣的神性。
The very essence or the very nature of the word is the deity of Christ.
道的精髓道的本质就是耶稣的神性。
And soThis beginning sentence, this sets the tone for the entire chapter or the entire book of the Gospel of John.
所以这一节经文为整个约翰福音都开了一个很好的头。
You know how sometimes when we read scripture, sometimes they have a beginning and sometimes they have an opening greeting, like hello, greeting in the Lord Jesus Christ.
当我们读到圣经的时候我们看到有一些书信在开始是有一个问候的。
But John doesn't use this up here, he goes straight to Christ. He goes straight to the divineness of Christ.
但是约翰在这里没有做任何的问候他直接写到了耶稣基督本身。
So, under divine inspiration, he's both upfront and clear, whoever's going to read this account, you better know this.
在神的启示下约翰要告诉我们无论谁读到这一本
you better know that Christ is God.
约翰要告诉我们无论谁读到这一本福音书都应该知道耶稣就是神。
You know, it's very important that we understand this, especially if we're going to understand the gospel.
我们必须要认识到耶稣就是神。
When it comes to the gospel, it all starts with God.
福音书是从神而开始的。
And His Word is the second person of the Trinity who is worthy of praise.
耶稣的道也就是三位一体的当中的一个位格是值得称颂的。
We understand that the Lamb is worthy, don't we? The Lamb is worthy of to receive honor, power, and blessings.
我们应当理解，羔羊是值得被称颂的。
So as you understand the beginning to understand the gospel, start with God.
所以当我们开始理解福音的时候，我们应当从神开始。
Understand that the Lamb is worthy.
我们应当理解羔羊是配得的。
Understand that he deserves our attention.
我们应当理解耶稣是应得我们的注意的。
I want to direct your attention that kind of relates to this verse to a passage past the resurrection.
我想要带大家看一段经文。
In a post-resurrection scene between Jesus and Thomas, remember the doors were locked and Jesus came in and stood before the disciples and said, Shalom. In other words, peace be with you.
在耶稣复活以后，耶稣在门徒与门徒在屋里，他对门徒说平安。
And remember in scripture, it said that Jesus spoke to Thomas and he said, put your fingers right here and see my hands and put out your hands and place it on my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe.
耶稣对多马说，伸过你的手指来，摸我的手，伸出你的手来，探入我的肋旁，不要疑惑，总要信。
Do you understand that last statement? Don't disbelieve, but believe.
弟兄姐妹，你理解耶稣的最后一句话说到不要疑惑，总要信吗？
This is a very forceful command that Jesus gives to Thomas.
这是耶稣对于多马所说出的一句非常有力的话。
And what was Thomas's response? My Lord and my God.
多马说道，我的主，我的神。
We usually remember that response, but remember there was a command that came before it. Don't disbelieve, but believe.
多马有这样的回应，是因为耶稣给他一个呼召，说不要疑惑，总要信。
Thomas was obviously overtaken, and he said in a very humble and contrite response, "My Lord and my God."
多马是非常的谦卑的说道：“我的主，我的神啊。”
Friends, this is what happens when you believe. This is what happens when you believe in Christ. You worship the Son of God. You glorify God.
弟兄姐妹们，当我们相信主耶稣的时候，我们就崇拜他，我们就敬仰他。
And so if you're here today, I challenge you from the words of Christ, don't disbelieve, but believe.
所以如果你今天在我们当中，我想要给你一个挑战，不要疑惑，总要信。
And may the Lord allow you to have a contrite response like Thomas, my Lord and my God.
也请求主给我们每一个人一个愿意悔改的回应。对主说，我的主啊，我的神。
So once again, as the Apostle John said, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. It is a very powerful statement.
所以说，在今天我们的经文说到，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。这是一句非常有力量的经文。
What you're going to read in Scripture, this is the accounts, this is the deeds, this is the words of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们在经文当中所读到的是耶稣的言行和举止。
They are the deeds and the words of God.
也是神的言行举止。
And so I ask if you have yet to believe, believe now, believe in Christ.
所以如果今天你还没有相信的话，请求你相信耶稣。
Let me give you a couple of challenges here.
让我来给弟兄姐妹几个挑战。
We've talked about the existence of the Word, we talk about the expressions of the Word,We talked about the elevation of the word and even the essence of his word.
我们今天讲到了道的存在、表达、崇高和它的精髓。
But remember, the word had its entrance. In other words, the word is Jesus and he came and lived among us.
但是道也在我们中间充充满满地活在我们当中。
In other words, we have a living example in Christ.
换句话说，我们在耶稣基督身上看到了一个活生生的榜样。
So here's a couple of applications for us to consider.
所以我想给大家几个生活当中的应用。
And again, it points to Christ. One is Jesus is the standard.
第一个应用是耶稣基督是榜样。
You know, the Apostle Paul stated that when he preached, that as he preached Christ crucified. He said it's a stumbling block to the Jews.And folly to the Gentiles, but those who are called, both Jews and Gentiles, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God.
使徒保罗说道，我们却是传钉十字架的基督，在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙，但在那蒙召的，无论是犹太人、希利尼人，基督总为神的能力，总为神的能力，神的智慧。
Paul also stated he desired to know nothing among you except for Christ crucified.
保罗也说，他只想要知道、认识、传钉十字架的耶稣。
So in other words, the ministry standard is Jesus Christ Himself.
所以我们事工的榜样标准应该是耶稣基督本身。
So what does it mean? Every church, every preacher, and every teacher that is legit must present the full and accurate truth.Of Jesus Christ.
所以这就告诉我们，每一个传道人，每一个教师，都应该非常完全，非常精确地传讲耶稣基督的真理。
And so whether you're teaching children in Sunday school, whether you're teaching in a Bible study in the fellowship, or whether you're sharing a message, point it to Christ, because Christ is the Word.
所以无论你是成人或者是幼儿主日学的老师，你都应该将你的信息指向耶稣，因为他就是道。
Did you know that scripture gives us a warning when we fail to do so?
当我们不这样做的时候，经文给我们这样的警告。
When you distort the gospel of Christ, scripture says in Galatians, you will be a curse.
加拉太书这样告诉我们，当我们扭曲福音的时候，就会受到咒诅。
Even 1 Corinthians tells us in chapter 16, verse 22, it says, if you fail to love the word, that is, if you fail to love Christ, you will be accursed.
哥林多前书这样提醒我们，若有人不爱主，这人可诅可咒。
Every false religion has one thing in common.
每一个邪教都有这样的一个共同点。
They have a misunderstanding of Christ.
每一个异端都曲解了耶稣基督。
They say they know, but they don't know the true Christ that's revealed in Scripture.
这些异端声称他们知道耶稣，但是他们却不知道经文当中所启示的耶稣。
Jesus is the standard.
耶稣就是我们的榜样。
And so when we think about as a church, as we're going to minister to people, as we're going to bring the gospel to people, it has to include Christ.
所以当我们传讲福音的时候，福音当中必须包括耶稣。
Our message, our expressions, our teaching has to point to Christ.
我们的信息、我们的表达、我们的教导必须向人指向耶稣。
And so for anyone to take the pulpit here, you make sure that he points to Christ in his preaching.
所以无论哪一个人站在讲台上，他的信息都必须指向耶稣。
Not only is Jesus the standard, but Jesus is also the substance of fruitful and effective living.
耶稣不仅仅是不仅仅是榜我们的榜样，它也是我们生活的本质。
And we should know this if we're followers of Christ.
我们如果想要真正的跟随耶稣，必须懂得这一点。
We're very familiar with Jesus said in John 10, "I came that you might have life and have it abundantly."
我们对耶稣在约翰福音十章当中说的话很熟悉。我来了是要叫人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
So Christ came that your life would be full and meaningful.
所以耶稣基督来是为了让我们的生命更加的丰盛。
And so if we think about it and as far as effective and fruitful living, we can't do it without Christ.
所以当我们想要过丰盛的生命的时候，没有耶稣我们便活不出这样的生命。
Even the words of Jesus says, abide in me and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit by itself, unless it's abide in the vine, neither you, unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he is to bear much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing.
耶稣这样说道，你们要常在我里面，我也常在你们里面。枝子若不常在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不常在我里面，也是这样。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。常在我里面的，我也常在他里面，这人就多结果子。因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
So if you want to do something, if you want to do something significant, it has to involve and you have to abide in Christ the Savior.
所以如果你的生命当中想要有意义的话，必须要包括耶稣救主。
If you want to be the man of God or the woman of God, it has to involve Christ.
如果你想要成为一个合神心意的人，你必须，你的生命当中必须要有耶稣。
You cannot bear fruit unless you have the root in Christ.
除非你的根扎在耶稣基督里面，你就不能多结果子。
Jesus is the substance for effective and fruitful living.
耶稣乃是我们生活的本质。
In other words, if you want your life to count, if you want to make a difference in your family, in your friends, in the circles around you, you need to abide in Jesus Christ.
换句话说，如果你想要活出一个有意义的生命，你就必须要常在耶稣基督里面。
Jesus is the standard.
耶稣是我们的榜样。
He's the substance for effective and fruitful living.
他是我们多结果子的生命和生活的本质。
He's also the source of eternal life.
他也是我们永生的源头。
Have you ever wondered what the definition of eternal life is?
弟兄姐妹有想过永生到底是什么意思吗？
I could point you back to scripture because that's where it's found.
我可以把你指回经文，因为它的定义在经文里面。
In the Gospel of John, chapter 17, verse 3, it says, This is eternal life. In other words, what I'm going to tell you, this is eternal life.
在约翰福音17章第三节这样说道。
And he goes on to say that they know you, the one and only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
In Christ's words, he said, I am the way and the truth and life, and no one comes to the Father but through me.
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
So in other words, when we think about eternal life, it has to do with a relationship with God made possible through Jesus Christ.
当我们想到永生的时候，这个永生是与神的关系通过耶稣基督来成全。
And if we want that eternal life, we have to go through Jesus Christ.
如果我们想要得到这样永恒的生命，就必须要通过耶稣基督。
He is the source of eternal life.
耶稣是永生的源头。
That's why we need to trust in Christ. We need to believe in Christ that He is the truth. He is the way. He is the life. And no one comes to the Father but through Christ.
这也就是为什么我们必须要坚信耶稣所说的，他就是道路、真理、生命，没有人可以不通过他来到父那里去。
Jesus Christ is the Word. He is the source of eternal life.He's the centerpiece of God's salvation.
耶稣基督是道，是永生的源头，也是神救赎计划的中心。
Oftentimes we like to share testimonies, don't we?
我们经常会在众人面前分享我们的见证。
And people share a lot of testimonies about a lot of things.
很多人都，他们的见证是关于很多的不同的事情。
But if you're actually sharing a Christian testimony,
如果你的见证是有关耶稣的，
It must include one person, and that is Jesus Christ.
如果你是要分享你的见证的时候，你的见证当中必须有耶稣。
You must understand that Christ died on the cross for your sins.
你必须要理解耶稣基督在十字架上为你的罪而死。
And the only way that you're going to come to God the Father is through Jesus Christ.
只有借着耶稣基督，你才能到父那里去。
In Jesus, the written word was embodied in the living word.
耶稣将他的话语充充满满地体现在我们当中。
He revealed himself as the incarnate word.
他将自己用道来展现在我们里面。
You cannot separate the written word from the living word.
你不能把耶稣基督的道和他的本身分开。
Jesus equates his words abiding in us with him abiding in us.
耶稣将他的话语在我们里面等同于他本身在我们里面。
In other words, to have Jesus' words live in us is to have Jesus live in us.
换句话说，在你的里面有耶稣的道，有耶稣的话语，就是有耶稣自己。
It's amazing again how powerful the word of the Lord is.
神的话语真的是非常的奇妙。
Remember the two temptation accounts, one in the Old Testament, the other in the New Testament?
弟兄姐妹还记得在圣经的旧约和新约里耶稣受试探的故事吗？
And the one in the Old Testament has to do in the Garden of Eden. Remember how the enemy, remember how he twisted the integrity of the Word of God by saying, Has God really said?
在旧约里的试探是魔鬼引诱亚当和夏娃，挑战他说：“神真的这样说了吗？”
Remember in the New Testament when Satan goes on the attack of a mode on Jesus, the incarnate Word in the wilderness, he used the same method. He twisted Scripture.
在新约里，当撒旦引诱在旷野里引诱耶稣的时候，他也用了同样的计谋。
How did Jesus respond?
当时耶稣是怎样回应的呢？
He responded with the word, it is written.
耶稣说道，神的话是这样写的。
One cannot embrace Jesus without embracing the word.
没有一个人可以不拥抱神的话语而拥抱耶稣。
The word will protect you. The word will produce fruit in you.
神的道会保守你，会让你结果子。
And so when we think about evangelism, we think about preaching the word, preaching Christ.
所以当我们想到传福音的时候，我们必须要传神的道，传耶稣基督。
Understand the evangelism of word. That's why when we go out and share the gospel, we preach Christ crucified.
所以当我们与众人分享福音的时候，我们所宣扬的就是那钉十字架的基督。
My final point here is the exaltation of the word.
今天的最后一点是道的颂赞。
Now, if I were just to stop here, it might be enough, but I want you to take your attention also to the book of Revelation.
我想要让弟兄姐妹看到启示录里的这样一节经文。
In Revelation chapter 19, so we're getting towards the end of the Bible. In Revelation 19, verse 11, it says this, Then I saw heaven open, and behold a white horse,And this one on it is called Faithful and True. In righteousness he judges and he makes war. His eyes are like a flame of fire, and on his head are many diadems. And he has a name written that no one knows but himself. And he is clothed in a robe dipped in blood, and by name which is called the Word of God.
启示录十九章十一节这样说道。我观看见天开了有一匹白马骑在马上的称为诚信真实他审判征战都按着公义他的眼睛如火焰他头上戴着许多冠冕又有写着的名字除了他自己没有人知道他穿着见了血的衣服他的名称为神之道
In this passage, brothers and sisters, it gives you a preview of what is to come, and that is the glorious word triumphs.
在这一节经文里面，我们看到神荣耀的道得了胜。
There is no rival, Christ will reign.
没有任何一个人可以与耶稣相比，耶稣自己称王。
And so our response is to God be the glory.
所以我们的回应应当是愿神得到荣耀。
And our response as we have time here on earth is that to continue to anticipate Christ's coming.
在我们活在这个世界上的时候，我们应当持续的期待主的再来。
May our words be like Revelation, like in Revelations, is to ask Jesus to come and come quickly.
让我们的回应是应当这样说：求主再来，求主快来。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord God, we're forever grateful for Jesus Christ.
主啊，我们为了这耶稣基督永远的向你称谢。
We're forever grateful, Father. Not only is he the living word, he is you.
主啊，主耶稣基督不光是道，他是你本身。
We have the clearest picture of you through Jesus Christ.
我们通过耶稣基督看到了主啊，你一个清晰的影像。
We thank you, Father, for Christ's sacrifice for us.
主啊，我们为主你所为我们的牺牲献上感谢。
And how he died on the cross for our sins.
主啊，我们为你为我们的罪在十字架上受死而感恩。
And so, Father, we pray, Father, as we are forever grateful, Father, let us continue, Father, in our worship before you.
天父，让我们持续在你面前崇拜你。
And Father, we pray, Father, for those who are here who have yet to believe.
主啊，我们为在我们当中还没有信靠你的人祷告。
We pray, Father, that someday, by your mercy, that they would trust and they would believe in Christ.
主啊，我们请求有一天，因着你的恩典，他们会选择相信耶稣。
That he is the way and the truth and the life.
相信只有耶稣才是道路、真理、生命。
And that no one comes to the Father but through Christ.
相信没有人可以不借着耶稣来到道父那里去。
Father, we ask and pray all these things.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.